traveling 20 miles to the west, visitors to the Wind River can visit another historic mission at Etherty. Here, St. Michael's Episcopal Mission was established in 1910 to serve the Arapaho people of the area. The Episcopal Diocese of Wyoming purchased land from Yellow Calf, Seth Willow, and Big Elk, all prominent tribal leaders at the time. St. Michael's Mission began as a boarding school and ministry to the Arapaho. Like St. Stephen's, St. Michael's operated a dairy farm for the support of the mission. A cooperative store was also operated there. The buildings at St. Michael's were laid out in a circular arrangement to reflect Arapaho traditions and culture. Built of sandstone in 1913, many of the original structures are still in use today.
One of the most interesting structures at St. Michael's is Our Father's House. Our Father's House serves as a chapel for the Episcopal congregation. The chapel is built of native logs in the shape of a cross. The interior of the chapel has a rustic Western decor, with traditional Arapaho symbols reflecting tribal beliefs. The drum-shaped altar is a focal point of the interior, framed by a large window giving a panoramic view of the Rocky Mountains to the west. The main entry to the chapel features a unique wooden door, painted with symbols interpreting the Arapaho story of creation. Other buildings at St. Michael's Mission also exhibit main entryways decorated with Arapaho symbolism. These buildings have had a number of uses over the years. Some were residences, schoolrooms, and community centers. Today, the mission structures house a variety of tribal programs and projects. The Circle of Love is a children's shelter, and the Circle of Respect is a shelter for women. A Head Start program is also located at St. Michael's, along with the Showrap Treatment Center.
One of the buildings, formerly called St. Martha's Cottage, is now occupied by the Arapaho Cultural Museum. This museum exhibits a collection of 20th century Arapaho artifacts. These artifacts, including clothing, tools, toys, and other items, were collected by church officials in the early days of the mission. The Arapaho Cultural Museum offers visitors an opportunity to view Arapaho materials not commonly seen today. One of the more prominent structures at St. Michael's was a two-story building used for classrooms and a residence hall for boys. St. Martin's Hall burned in 1953 and was not rebuilt. After that, a day school operated at St. Michael's until 1957, when the public school system took over education of Arapaho children in this area.
Across the road from St. Michael's Mission, the Arapaho tribe operates the Etherty Convenience Store and Gas Station. At the northwest corner of the intersection, Blue Sky Hall is an Arapaho facility housing several tribal offices and programs. To the east, behind St. Michael's Mission, the Wyoming Indian School District operates a fully accredited public high school. The school will soon move to a new, modern complex directly south of the mission. The community of Etherty is located in the south-central part of the reservation. Etherty is the site for Plains Indian powwows during the summer months. Powwows are celebrations drawing dancers and spectators from Indian reservations throughout the American and Canadian West. Cash prizes are awarded in dance competitions for various age levels for both sexes. Powwows are open to the public and are generally held on weekends at specified dates throughout the summer. At Wind River, powwows are also held in the communities of Arapaho, Fort Washakie, and Crowheart.
Thank you.
Traveling 6 miles west from Ethity, Wind River guests began their visit to Fort Washakie at the crossroads called Hines Corner. At this intersection, a modern gas station, grocery store, restaurant, and mercantile store serve residents, visitors alike. Directly west from the intersection, towards the mountains, the Shoshone Episcopal Mission is the first of several historic sites to be seen at Fort Washakie. The mission is also known as Robert's Mission, having been established in 1883 by Reverend John Roberts, an Episcopalian minister. 160 acres of land for the Shoshone Episcopal Mission was donated by Chief Washakie. Since a government school for boys was already established in the area, Reverend Roberts opened the mission school for Shoshone girls. The school operated from 1884 until 1945. Like the other missions at Wind River, the Shoshone Episcopal Mission was self-supporting with a farm, cattle, orchard, and other resources. The first building upon entering the mission grounds is a log chapel named Holy St. John's. This chapel was built in 1899 in honor of Chief Washakie and is equipped with a carved stone baptismal fount. The small log cabin behind the chapel was built in 1900 for Grace Weatherby, a missionary who later married the Reverend Sherman Coolidge. Reverend Coolidge was a member of the Arapaho tribe. Both the chapel and cabin are situated within the orchard.
Immediately to the south of the chapel is a two-story stone structure which was former Shoshone Mission School. Bricks used to construct the building were made on site. This building is no longer in use and has deteriorated and not open to the public. Other buildings at the Shoshone Episcopal Mission were built later, with some formerly used as churches. The Shoshone Episcopal Mission is listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Following a visit to the Shoshone Episcopal Mission, guests can visit the Sacagawea Cemetery. The cemetery is located north and west of the mission and is marked by signs. Sacagawea, the Shoshone guide for Lewis and Clark's expedition to the Northwest, is reportedly buried here. Local legend records that Reverend Roberts identified an elderly Shoshone lady as Sacagawea when he conducted her funeral service. A large stone monument in the cemetery is dedicated to Sacagawea. Looping back east from the Sacagawea Cemetery, visitors can see the gravesite of Chief Washakie. Buried in the former military cemetery, Washakie was given a full military funeral in 1900. Washakie was the last chief of the Shoshone tribe, and the former military post known as Camp Brown was renamed Fort Washakie in his honor. The Warm Valley Arts and Craft Shop is located a short distance from the Washakie Cemetery. The shop carries a full line of modern Indian beadwork. Special items available from the shop include cradle boards, beaded belt buckles, handmade moccasins, and many other unique gift items. The Arts and Craft Shop is located in the Warm Valley Senior Citizen Center.
Next door to the Senior Citizen Center, the Rocky Mountain Hall is a modern community facility where many tribal dances, celebration, and other festivities are held. The Shoshone and Arapaho tribal government offices are located past Rocky Mountain Hall. The tribal councils of both tribes operate all tribal government programs from this central office complex. Directly across the street from the tribal government offices, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is housed in a modern building. This Bureau of Indian Affairs agency serves members of both tribes in a number of capacities. A number of the original stone structures built after 1871 still stand. The large beige-colored building directly behind the new BIA office complex was formerly a hospital and is now an outpatient clinic. The two-story white building with a turret was formerly the residence of the Bureau Superintendent. This building now houses the Eastern Shoshone Cultural and Resource Center.
After driving through the agency compound, visitors are encouraged to visit the Living History Indian Village. This village is located near the junction leading into the agency compound. The village is made up of traditional Indian teepees. At the village, visitors can enjoy hearing tribal legends from local storytellers, watch interesting tribal craft demonstrations, and dance performances. Craft and gift items can also be purchased at the village. Evening village visitors to the village can enjoy short pageants, dramatizations, and Indian dancing. Tribal fishing and hiking permits can be purchased at the village, and young Indian tour guides can assist visitors in finding their way into the beautiful backcountry of Wind River. The Living History Village is operated by young people from the Shoshone and Arapaho tribes and is open during the summer months only.
Singing Horse Tours is happy to introduce visitors to the missions, museums, historic sites, and other experiences of Wind River. Throughout its history, Wind River has been the meeting ground of many diverse people. The Shoshone, coming from the Great Basin region of the Southwest, settled on the eastern slopes of the Rocky Mountains. Coming from the prairie and mountains of northeastern Colorado, the Arapaho settled on the eastern side of the reservation. Mountain men, buffalo hunters, gold miners, homesteaders, and other settlers all found reason to come to Wind River. Together, all of these people added to the wealth of Indian and American history and culture at Wind River.